Soler hits that well to right center field. It is gone. Jorge Soler with two outs goes to the opposite field against Anthony Bass. And the Royals have regained the lead in the eighth.
Jorge Soler with his 19th homer of the season. And the Royals win last night in Seattle. Final score, KC 6, Seattle 4. Royals 2 runs in the first inning. And then Danny Duffy couldn't hold it. Gave up 1 in the bottom of the 4th. Gave up 3 in the bottom of the 5th. Royals are down 4-2. A run in the 7th. And the 2-run homer, as you just heard from Soler, gave the Royals a lead for good. They added an insurance run on a homer by Maldonado, their catcher, in the 9th. And Ian Candy came in to lock it down for his 8th save of the year. Duffy gets a no decision, 5 innings. 7 hits, 4 runs, 3 walks, 4 Ks. And Brian Flynn, excellent in relief. 2 innings, give up just 1 hit, strike out 4. He gets the win. Jake Diekman gets the hold. And as we said, Candy with the save. As the Royals are now 24-48 on the season. And they'll be back in action coming up tonight, as the Royals will take on the Mariners in Seattle at 9:10 this evening. Homer Bailey on the hill. He's had extremes and of highs and lows this year. He has had games where he can't get out of the first or second inning. Then he's pitched 6 shutout innings like he did last time, although that was in Omaha last week. But he gets to start tonight for the Royals against Seattle, who started 13-2 this year. And since then, they're 18-33. So they have really, really struggled since that great start early in the year, including a 4-game sweep over the Royals at the K. But the Royals will go for 2 in a row tonight with Homer Bailey on the hill at 9:10, first pitch in Seattle. College World Series is still going on. It just started this past weekend. And Arkansas is the first team to be eliminated from the College World Series. Texas Tech from the Big 12 stays alive with a 5-4 victory yesterday. Michigan shuts out Florida State in a winner's bracket contest 2-0. So Michigan, who knocked off the number 1 overall seed UCLA in the Super Regionals, is in the winner's bracket. The games for today at 1 o'clock, it's Louisville versus Auburn, and that is an elimination game today at 1 o'clock. And then tonight in a winner's bracket game between Vanderbilt and Mississippi State, both from the SEC. In fact, you have 4 teams from the SEC that made this College World Series: Arkansas, Auburn, Mississippi State, and Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt, Mississippi State tonight at 6 o'clock. Many think Vanderbilt's the favorite to win it, although I think Michigan is playing some great ball and peaking at the right time. Then tomorrow, elimination game, Texas Tech versus Florida State at 6 o'clock. The College World Series finals will start next Monday, and that'll be a best 2 out of 3. So College World Series continuing up in Omaha today. We talked about Gary Woodland winning the U.S. Open yesterday. Woodland, for his efforts, won $2.25 million. Brooks Koepka, runner-up. How can you be a loser and finish second when you get $1.35 million to finish second? $12.5 million purse, the richest purse in U.S. Open golf history. Gary Woodland, Topeka's own, was able to get it done over the weekend, winning $2.25 million. That's what he gets for winning the tournament. And he held up under the pressure, because he had struggled mightily before that when he had 54-hole leads in the past, as we documented yesterday. In other sports news, the Houston Rockets exploring trades for Chris Paul and Chris Capella, which is interesting because they just re-signed them recently to long-term extensions, which makes them harder to trade. You start to wonder what the Rockets are doing, but according to numerous reports, Chris Paul and James Harden do not get along. Contrary to the State Farm commercials, that must have been when they got along, or they decided to just suck it up and be great sports to make money and endorsements. But apparently not getting along very well. Chris Paul riding James Harden at times about doing certain things. And Harden basically is like, hey, you know, I'll do my thing. So it's not the greatest chemistry at the Rockets, and they've really blown a great opportunity, because this year they had a chance with Durant out with the injury in Game 6 at Golden State, at home, to force a Game 7. And now Golden State's got all the injury problems. Don't know if Klay Thompson will be back with the Warriors. You would figure he would be, but he's a free agent. Kevin Durant may or may not be back. And even if they both are, they both very well couldn't. They might not play next year. So there is an opportunity in the Western Conference, as we've talked about before on the show the last few days, But the Rockets right now exploring trades for a couple of their big pieces and what they can get for them. Considering how much money they're on the books for, I think it's going to be a little bit difficult. I don't know where Chris Paul goes. He's, I think, 35. I don't know how much more miles on the tires are there for Chris Paul, but we shall see. What other news that we have here? The New Orleans Pelicans NBA, they have the fourth overall pick and the first overall pick in Thursday's draft, thanks to their trade with the LA Lakers to send Anthony Davis to the Lakers. And they are looking into a deal for Bradley Beal, an all-star with the Wizards. Pelicans have cap space, and Beal's an outstanding shooter. And so the Pelicans could have a pretty decent team they could build around Zion Williamson, because we all know it's a foregone conclusion that the Pelicans will take Zion Williamson with the number one overall pick. But after that, it's a little bit murkier. John Moran and Murray State is figures to go number two. And then the third pick in the draft appears to be R.J. Barrett will go to the New York Knicks. So the Knicks will get a dookie. It just won't be Zion Williamson, who I know Riley Gates was hoping for. So Morant, point guard to the Grizzlies, is the mock draft projections. Barrett to the Knicks. And then Jarrett Culver of Texas Tech, according to some, would go to New Orleans. Others have DeAndre Hunter of Virginia going to New Orleans. So we'll see how that turns out. Darius Garland, a point guard, they figure would be the sixth pick in the draft going to the Phoenix Suns. There is a chance that the Hawks could trade up. They've got picks 8 and 10. They could trade up and perhaps go after a Culver or a Hunter, or maybe go all the way up and get a R.J. Barrett, trade with the Knicks, and the Knicks pick up extra pick, or perhaps the,
and certainly,
the Knicks, as I mentioned, but also the Pelicans could be looking to trade out of that fourth pick that they just acquired from the L.A. Lakers. So we'll... NBA draft is coming up on Thursday. One thing about the NBA draft, it doesn't take forever. There's two rounds, there's 60 picks, and then you move on. The Lakers, we were talking about yesterday, they need to add more than just Anthony Davis to make them a championship-caliber team, although that's a good start. Who could they add to help this team? J.J. Redick, possibility. He's a free agent. Outstanding shooter. You need shooters. Terrence Ross from Orlando, going to be a free agent. Former Jayhawk Marcus Morris is going to be a free agent as well. Point guard from Indiana. Darren Collison, also Patrick Beverley of the Clippers is out there. Danny Green, who just won a championship with the Toronto Raptors, is also a name been thrown out there as a free agent that could sign with the Lakers, which would be a good fit. And how about this? How about Steph Curry's brother, Seth? He's a free agent from Portland, really good outside shooter. Believe it or not, he shot better from three-point range than his brother Steph did. Of course, he didn't shoot as many three-pointers either. He came off the bench for Portland. He could be a fit for the Lakers as well. And there's also DeMarcus Cousins. That has been mentioned. He's a free agent after a one-year deal with the Warriors. I think he's a declining player, but maybe the Lakers would try to pick him up. I don't know. Trevor Ariza, I think, would really make sense, an outstanding defender. And I think he's got a couple years left in him, a decent three-point shooter, and there was rumors he was going to go to the Lakers last year before he was traded to the Washington Wizards. So there are some guys out there that are available Lakers could pick up and not have to spend tons of money. They don't have enough money to do another max contract, it appears. And that's what they'll have to do with Anthony Davis, to sign him long-term. And, of course, you got LeBron under contract. So the Lakers have some moves to make, but the Western Conference does seem to be more wide open than it's been in basically 5 or 6 years with all the injuries and the wear and tear on the Golden State Warriors. Okay, there's an article on CBSSports.com about which NFL team could become the next Patriot-style dynasty, which I don't know if there's anybody that's going to do that. But here are the candidates that they present. One person says not the Chiefs. The Colts are the answer in this article, although Andrew Luck is going to turn 30 in September. Other teams that came up include the Eagles, the Seahawks, the Rams, and the Chiefs. One person said they think the Chiefs has the best chance to have that type of dynasty, which would be awesome if you're a Chiefs fan. Because you have Patrick Mahomes, but not everyone agreed. Another person said, hey, Andy Reid's 61. He's not going to coach forever, so not the Chiefs. Oh, listen, I disagree with that. I mean, listen, if Andy Reid coaches 9 more years, the Chiefs, if the Chiefs go out and win 4 Super Bowls the next 9 years, that'll be a dynasty. And Mahomes in 9 years will still be, what, 31, 32? Andy Reid would be just 70. There's been NFL coaches coached into their 70s before. So what do you think Andy Reid's got to do? Coach till he's 90 to make it for the Chiefs to have a dynasty like the Patriots? I mean, to me, the Patriots have 6 Super Bowls. We get that. Since 2001. So that's 1 every 3 years. So that's 18 years. So if they're going to say exactly 18 years, you have to exactly match what the Patriots have done. 6 Super Bowls, 18 years. Then I hear you. Andy Reid's probably not going to be a head coach at the age of 79. I'm with you. 18 years from now, though, Andrew Luck won't be the quarterback for the Colts. And probably Patrick Mahomes won't be the quarterback of the Chiefs, but you never know. He'd be 40, 41. He could be the next Tom Brady and play into his 40s. Who knows? That'd be awesome if it happens for the Chiefs. But if you really want to talk about dynasty, to me, listen, I think teams, you got to look at the teams. The first teams you look at that could have a dynasty are the teams that have the best young quarterbacks. And to me, there's 3 that come to my mind because Russell Wilson's near 30 already. I think the Rams could. Jared Goff is a good quarterback, not a superstar. I think that's a possibility. Carson Wentz, if he gets healthy, no, I think the Eagles certainly could be a team that could fit into that conversation of, hey, could they be the next dynasty in the National Football League? But the ones I think about are some of the younger quarterbacks. You know, maybe a Sam Darnold of the Jets, although I'm not sold on him. Deshaun Watson of the Texans, if they ever get an offensive line to protect him, perhaps. Baker Mayfield of the Browns, although I do think that Baker, I love him a lot as a player and a competitor, but I do think over a course of time, he might rub his teammates too much the wrong way. Already rubbing them the wrong way this offseason with some comments he made about one of the veteran running backs, Duke Johnson, holding out. Players didn't appreciate that. So who are you left with? Andrew Luck's going to be 30. Based on who's in the NFL right now and who the quarterbacks are in this league, if you go down the list of who's the quarterback, who's the star quarterback, who's the young quarterback that could be the next dynasty in the National Football League? And the answer for me would be no one. I don't think there's going to be a team that wins 6 Super Bowls in the next 18 years. I just don't think there's a franchise that's going to do that. I think what the Patriots have done is really, in this day and age, pretty much unheard of. And I think it's a stretch to think anybody's going to win 6 Super Bowls in 18 years. I guess it's possible. I guess if you're the Chiefs and you have Patrick Mahomes and you build this team right and you don't spend tons of money, a whole bunch of high-priced guys, which that's why I worry about the Frank Clark deal that the Chiefs made, and I do worry about tying up tons of money in Chris Jones. Maybe you're in a situation where the Chiefs can win 3 Super Bowls in the next 5 years. Is that a dynasty? I think in the National Football League it is. Win 3 Super Bowls in 5 years, that's pretty amazing. If the Chiefs win 3 Super Bowl or 4 Super Bowls in the next, let's say, 8 years, they still got another 10 years to win 2 more. Now, this is kind of funny when you talk about it because the Chiefs haven't won a Super Bowl since January of 1970. But you go around the league, the Patriots are not going to keep going as they have been unless they find a new quarterback, because Tom Brady, I don't think, is going to play till he's 50. I guess I shouldn't underestimate him. So when you go down the league and who the quarterbacks are, if you're going to try to determine who's the next dynasty, what team, what franchise is going to rule the NFL and take the baton from the New England Patriots? Well, let's go through them team by team, shall we? The Patriots, Tom Brady. I think you're going to say no because he's, what, 40, 41? And they don't have an heir apparent at quarterback. The Dolphins, unless you think Josh Rosen is the answer, which I don't, the Dolphins aren't a factor. The Bills, Josh Allen, young quarterback, has some tools. I don't think he's the answer. I don't think the Bills are a team you got to worry about to win a whole bunch of Super Bowls over the next 5 to 10 years. The Jets, Sam Darnold's got a really good arm. He throws too many picks. Maybe he could be. That could be a possibility. I'm not sold on Lamar Jackson being a guy that's going to have a long career in Baltimore. He reminds me of RG3. Pittsburgh, they have no heir apparent at quarterback, and Roethlisberger's at the near the end of his career, so you can't say Pittsburgh. The Bengals, Andy Dalton, I think Andy Dalton's like 28, 29, 30. He's a guy who can't win a playoff game. I don't think you can say the Bengals. The Browns, oh my goodness, you're talking about a team that just here recently couldn't win a game in a season. Had a long losing streak. But the Browns, possibly, but I just don't see it. I don't see the Browns winning multiple Super Bowls at all. So let's go to the AFC South. The Houston Texans, maybe. Deshaun Watson, you get a good running game, and then you build an offensive line that can protect Deshaun Watson. maybe that's a possibility. But for some reason, I'm not seeing that one either in regards to winning multiple Super Bowls. And if you're going to have any chance of being called a dynasty, you've got to win multiple Super Bowls, or you got to go back-to-back Super Bowls. The Colts, you know, that's probably Andrew Luck at the age of 30 over the next 5, 6, 7 years. If he stays healthy, which is a big if, the Colts could win a couple of Super Bowls, I suppose. Tennessee Titans, Marcus Mariota, does anybody think he's going to win a Super Bowl? I don't. Jacksonville, Nick Foles, a journeyman quarterback who basically almost quit the game until Andy Reid brought him to Kansas City. I'm going to say no. The Chargers, Phillip Rivers is about done in his career, makes too many boneheaded plays. The Chargers don't have an heir apparent at quarterback. The Broncos, I mean, come on, man. Joe Flacco, enough said. Oakland Raiders, that's a team, if they would get a star quarterback and can build, they've got lots of draft picks, maybe down the line in the next 10 years, they got to find their franchise quarterback. Maybe Drew Lock is that guy for the Broncos. Maybe he's the guy that's going to, Broncos 3 or 4 years from now are going to, you know, go back-to-back Super Bowl champs or something like that. So, and then I leave the last one, that's the Chiefs. And by far, the best young quarterback in the league is the reigning MVP. That's Patrick Mahomes. So to me, if you're going to sit here and go, well, who's the, what team has the best chance to be a dynasty like the Patriots and win multiple Super Bowls? Folks, it starts with the Chiefs and maybe the Colts, and that's about it. That's about it. You at least have a known commodity with Andrew Luck. You have a known commodity with Patrick Mahomes. You don't have a known commodity with Drew Lock and the Broncos, and really anybody else I mention other than Tom Brady and Ben Roethlisberger, who both can't play forever. So the Patriots and Steelers, they're going to, you know, you would think they'd fade into oblivion somewhat when their quarterbacks hang it up and they don't have a new quarterback ready to go to step in. So it leaves you basically with the Chiefs and the Colts, maybe the Texans. In the NFC, does anybody think Dak Prescott is a Super Bowl winning quarterback that's going to win multiple Super Bowls? So I'm going to say no to Dallas being that possible dynasty. The Eagles, it's all about Carson Wentz and his knee. If he can be healthy, he was going to be the MVP of the league a couple years ago until he ripped up his knee. The Redskins, they've got problems at quarterback. But they did draft the Haskins kid, Dwayne Haskins from Ohio State. Maybe he's the future of the NFL, but you can't say them. The Giants, please, they just drafted and reached with Daniel Jones of Duke and Eli Manning still their quarterback. The Bears, I can't buy into Mitch Trubisky being a guy that's going to win a whole bunch of Super Bowls. The Minnesota Vikings, Kirk Cousins can't win a playoff game, so enough said there. Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers is in towards the end of his career, so I don't know if you can say the Packers, who continue to underachieve the last few years. Detroit has Matthew Stafford, who puts up big yards but throws lots of picks, and he's not the answer to win Super Bowls. The Saints have a 40-year-old quarterback in Drew Brees and no guy really ready to take over, so that's probably not an option. The Falcons, they have Matt Ryan. He's in his late 20s. I guess they could win a few. The Panthers have Cam Newton. I don't think anybody's going to sit here and say the Panthers are going to go nuts and win 2 or 3 Super Bowls in the next 5 or 6 years. And then there's Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Buccaneers, they have Jameis Winston, and he hasn't figured it out at the NFL level. You go to NFC West, the Cardinals, they got Kyler Murray. Maybe he's the answer, and he's the one that's going to lead the Cardinals to multiple Super Bowl appearances and be a dynasty. But right now, you can't say that. San Francisco, Jimmy Garoppolo is their quarterback. He coming off torn ACL. Patriots thought he was expendable, so maybe that says enough there. Seattle is Russell Wilson. Seattle certainly is a team that seems each year to kind of reload. So could they win 2 or 3 Super Bowls next 6, 7 years and become a dynasty? Sure, but they had that opportunity. They could have gone back-to-back, and then Pete Carroll decided, or the Seahawks decided not to run Marshawn Lynch from the one against the Patriots. And then there's the Rams, and you know, Jared Goff looked really bad in the Super Bowl last year. But he's a young quarterback, and if he can learn from his mistakes last year in the Super Bowl and use that as fuel to get better, perhaps the Rams would be a choice to possibly put together a run that you could say is a dynasty winning. And to me, dynasty, you got to go back-to-back Super Bowls, or you got to win probably 3 Super Bowls in 5 or 6 years, something like that. To me, or I guess make the Super Bowl lots of times and go 3-3 in 6 Super Bowl appearances over the next, say, 8, 9 years. That would I think that would be enough to be a dynasty. It depends on your opinion. But I just went through this step by step, every team in the National Football League. I don't think you can have a dynasty in the National Football League without a franchise quarterback. I just don't think you can. You have to have a Hall of Fame caliber quarterback. You know, the Cowboys had it with Troy Aikman. Of course, they had a great Hall of Famer in Emmitt Smith and Michael Irvin. 49ers had Joe Montana, and they won back-to-back Super Bowls. The Patriots have Tom Brady. And what organization has that franchise quarterback that's going to win two or three Super Bowls over the next, say, 6 years? I have to be honest, there's only two. And even if you're not a Chiefs fan, you have to admit, the Chiefs have to be one of those teams in that conversation. Or maybe there just won't be a dynasty again. Maybe it's parity in NFL. Patriots win six in the last 18 years. That's one every 3 years. That's pretty good. Maybe it's just going to be a whole bunch of different teams taking turns holding the Super Bowl trophy every February. And if that happens, you know, that's probably good for the league, to be quite honest with you. Major League Baseball's had a lot more parity. We've seen the Royals win the World Series. We saw the Cubs finally win a World Series. We've seen the Astros win a World Series. So, and baseball still gets pretty good ratings and everything else. But the NFL is the cat's meow. They are the number one rated sport in America. So I don't know if it matters if there's parity or if one team wins every year, like the Patriots seem to. But the Chiefs have to be considered, and I think got to be the first choice, them or the Colts, to be a team that you would have to think could be the next dynasty in the National Football League. I don't think you can really stretch from there anywhere else. But here's the thing. They're both in the AFC. And by the way, Bill Belichick's still the head coach of the Patriots, and Tom Brady is still the quarterback of the Patriots. So the dynasty for one of these other franchises is probably not going to begin until you absolutely knock off the Patriots. And the Chiefs had that golden opportunity to do that, and they failed because of, I think we all know why, right? Yes, we do. But the Chiefs are addressing that. The Chiefs are addressing that this offseason.